welcome. Turns out it's Ox One. Now we know. That's great. You're on. You're here.
No, I'm not. I can't hear me. Can you hear me?
Can you? Are you? Do you know how to use these?
I'm in this one. What? Oh, there I am.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, okay. Former general manager of WMFO in the house.
It's been 2 years, so...
That doesn't mean... But that's like, you know, you get some high school quarterback coming back. You still assume he knows how to throw a ball.
Okay, so okay. The relationship between a high school quarterback in football and the GM WMFO and...
You're like the Tufts quarterback coming home, which borderline. I'm not gonna make some hot statement on the Tufts football team. But that's like, didn't they win their homecoming game or something like that? That was like a thing.
My freshman year, they won for the first time in 10 years.
Yeah,
the first game. The first game ever.
It's up. Okay, yeah. Mm-hmm. This is a heck of a time to be a Jumbo. It's funny because like the other sports are awesome, like very consistently.
Yeah,
but I don't know much, but the only thing I hear is like lacrosse is. The fifth time they've
softball,
won the national.
Softball, lacrosse, soccer is really good.
Soccer is really
the
good.
The rowing team is like.
How do you? Is it?
What do you mean? How do you judge
it? I'm not gonna say. It's rowing. It's like. I mean, I feel like it's like track. Okay, so one, you have a couple good athletes, and it's like, well, this
no,
is
they're
good.
No, but they're in boats. So they're eight. They all have to be good together.
Oh, gotcha.
They're
okay.
Eight of them.
And is it like a meet? Do you score points? Like, okay, the eight.
No.
One they won, and then the single they won.
No. It's like individual. Yeah.
So it's but
in the spring it's all eight. So it's like whoever wins the most gets to go to the finals, and the NCAA finals.
So you're just dumping boats into the ocean.
And then
the river,
and they're rowing real fast.
Going.
Yeah. And they go. Yeah.
And then someone is like, okay, it was Tufts that won. Okay, that's all right. Makes sense. All right, hey, this show's going to be basically what you hear now. Haley's here. We're going to have a heck of a time. And you're listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5, Tufts Freeform Radio. Call in if you have anything, because I have very, very little music that I want to play. And I'm pretty sure we changed the rules, so Haley can't play any music. So that's because that's one of those things.
I used to only use Spotify, so...
Yeah, we can't use Spotify anymore.
That's a big one. We could never use Spotify.
But we're now saying that we're not going to.
And
that's the key.
Cheers for Rose for actually following the rules and being a good GM.
That was, yeah.
Unlike her predecessors,
who were garbage. We're looking back at the logs. The FCC is like, who was running this shit? Who was rowing this boat while we were taking on water?
Someone,
that's the question.
Someone really bad.
Well, that's okay. It's all right. But that's the thing. You gave your mess to somebody else, and they cleaned it up. And that's the most important thing.
Okay, I cleaned up parts of the mess. I did.
It was so much worse when I had it. And then when I gave it to Rose, there were still some opportunities. But we fixed the things that really need to be fixed.
Before I started, we didn't really have like a structure to the board. And we didn't have like set like responsibilities, and it's set up with a space.
It is, yeah, okay.
For more functional things.
That makes sense.
Like having our station be FCC compliant, which it was not for a little bit.
It was okay. We knew how to run the board, and then we actually started broadcasting like a legal broadcast thing. Okay. I got some music, but then you'll play some. All right. See you later.
I'll figure out a way.
Stay with us, I hope.
Oh, missing, but your thoughts contradicting. I think that you should listen, cause you know that I can fix it.
you let me go?
Don't you let me go.
I have these bandwidth issues that prevent me from just like hanging out with 100 people. Okay? This is now, I'm gonna have this conversation on air because this is the whole thing. You're here, it's Fast and Loose, WMFO in Medford. Haley's here. I'm gonna read this thing and then I'm gonna tell you
and
about
then,
this.
Then you're complaining about having too many friends.
Then I'm gonna complain about having too many friends, okay?
I can't wait.
The Massachusetts Breast Cancer Coalition 22nd Annual Lesbians and Friends Dance, Saturday, October 26th. This already happened. sorry. I gotta read these. Autumn outdoor exercise. Autumn brings some of the most beautiful days of the year to New England. If you haven't been getting all the exercise you should, now is the perfect time to get outside and walk, run, or ride a bike. Use your feet to go places instead of your car. Enjoy the fall colors, breathe the fresh air, reduce stress, and improve your health. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. This can be filed into the circular file cabinet, as my third grade teacher would say.
Is that the trash?
It is the trash.
That's so clever.
I got that joke as a...
Oh my god, you're so clever.
It wasn't me. I have to give credit to Mr. Duchai, my third grade teacher, for
thank you
using
for giving credit.
That. Credit is important to me.
For the joke.
It's very important to me. Recently, no, this is serious. I like told somebody about like a YouTube channel that I watch sometimes, and then they like have really enjoyed it, and then now they are like telling other people about it, and they're not saying like it was you, Nate, that brought this into my life, or even Molly, because it's Molly is actually the one that like has really promoted it within the household.
Did you give credit though to Molly?
We both saw it for the first time together when a friend of ours showed it to us, and so now it's like kind of our thing. And I have given credit to him every single time where I've been like, this is my friend Dana. He showed this to me for the first time. It's the, you probably see it, it's the running on empty food reviews.
I've never seen that.
The report of the week.
Oh, report of the week. Yes,
yeah,
I know
guy.
Report of the week.
It's
yeah.
that guy.
Teddy loves report of the week.
Oh, yeah.
And so does our friend Ben. It makes me deeply uncomfortable. I do
oh,
not like to watch
that's the whole point.
It.
That's no, like you're laughing because you're really uncomfortable. That's
no,
like the whole thing.
I can't really yeah. do the uncomfortable laughing. I can't describe it in words. It's more just the way I feel. It's this.
Oh, that's great.
Ugh.
That's great.
Yeah.
It's no. great. No.
It's very wholesome.
It is very wholesome. Like, he is out there, and you fluctuate when you're watching it, too, whether or not he's in on it. Like, he knows it's strange.
He's not in on it.
I don't think. And no. so that, I don't, but you, like, because sometimes he's like, well, all you little quirky memesters out there in YouTube land are, like, making pictures of my face. And you're like, I don't, he knows the deal with like the internet because he's on it, you know, like that's his source of income.
Is it his job?
Oh yeah. CNN Money did like a thing on him that you
really?
Can like watch. And it's like, I think he was a college student that was doing it. And then that was 3 years ago. He's probably not doing it anymore. Like he's not, I mean, I think, because the other thing is like, is he 25 or is he 37? You know, like we don't.
He could be 70 years old.
He's ageless.
Teddy says, he sincerely loves Report of the Week. He is his favorite person.
Oh,
and he's
yeah.
not in on it or not in on it. He's transcended being in on it, is the comment.
He's. I think that's actually
he's
really
beyond
good.
He's beyond in on it.
Whatever it was, he just is that now. I feel like it was something where he's like, oh, this is, I can put this up here. And then people were like, this is nuts. And then he didn't read any reviews or comments on it. But he saw that people were watching it. So he just kept doing the same thing. And it was like, well, yeah, absolutely. Why would I change the car that I review all this fast food in? This is what people want. I'm going to start randomly putting like a hat in the back seat just to throw people off. It's great. They're so great. I would say the other thing, the thing there is that, so we recently had to make a, so we were like, we're decorating the nursery. Also everybody, I've been out for 2 weeks. I had a child. That's the update.
Now a parent.
Now, yeah, you're as a father, I'm speaking to you. one time I was working with this guy, Michael Deering. We were talking about like the school board in the local area. This was in Texas. And he's like, oh yeah, I'm on the school board. And I'm like, Michael Deering, you like famously don't have any kids. Like you always talk about how you don't have any kids and you're like, you don't want any kids. And he's like, yeah, well, when it comes to education, they're all my children.
God, that is so weird.
It is great. That's his voice. It's like a deep, Oh, yeah.
I feel like that's like a, maybe that's when you stop hanging out with that person.
He's great. He's like always has a ton of energy. So you're like, you know, you're at work and you're tired or something like that. And he's like, I just got here. I'm jumping out of bed like a cat. You know, like he's a 55-year-old person from Louisiana who then lives in South Texas. So he was a heck of a guy. We made like I made a campaign flyer for him as a joke that was like, you are all my children. That was his campaign promise. I will treat every one of
did
your children. I think he did. I think he got the three votes he needed to be the Corpus Christi Independent School District school board member.
God.
That's great. That's great. Big shout out to Michael Deering or anybody who knows Michael Deering. You know what I'm talking about. He's a heck of a guy. Heck of a guy. Friend of the show. So we made our nursery, and we had to put put pictures of family and kind of whatnot, and we had to choose, like, we don't have any pictures of people who live around here because it's like, well, the baby's gonna see like people around here, so like those are our friends. But what we wanted to do is we wanted to make sure that like people, like our friends that don't live in like this town are actually like present in our baby's lives at some point. And so we had to do like kind of a depth chart, like a people depth chart. And we took pictures of like all of our friends, and now those are on the wall. So like, if you want to know if you made the cut, come visit us in Boston and look at the nursery.
What if you didn't make the cut? They're going to come all the way here and find out you don't actually like them?
I think traveling here means that you make the cut. Like, that's the deal.
So if someone says, I'm gonna travel here, and you're gonna be like, oh no, okay, it's time to pin out the picture of Bobby and put him on the wall.
Yeah, Bobby, if you're listening,
there must be a Bobby. You're from Georgia.
I mean, there's more than one. I mean, Bobby's not like Georgia name. If it was like Bubba. Or like Major.
I see Bobby.
Yeah, there's a lot of Majors.
Bobby
out
is
there.
A someone who goes to college in Georgia name. That's what I meant.
That's true. Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, that's a lot of Bobbies who are UGA fans out there. That's that. But anyway, I would argue that the people who regularly visit us, you have nothing to worry about. You're on the wall. A lot of people made the cut. A lot of group shots are on the wall. So I think.
Also, just want to mention that your baby will not remember this at all. And also.
But later, now those pictures are framed. It takes a lot to take a picture out of a frame. In our household. So, like, there's stuff. We framed a picture. We framed, as a joke, I framed. You ever played Telephone Pictionary?
No.
Where, like, you start out, someone, you write a phrase.
Oh, yes.
And then you pass
it
around.
Yes,
yeah. And it's, like, it's crazy and stuff like that. There was one that was so good that I, as a joke, on the spot, like, got a frame and framed it. It was in that frame until we took it out to put a picture of, like, friends of ours who are now in the thing. That it was from probably, 5 years because it happened in Texas, and for 5 years, and now like that picture is probably like a picture of Anton in our nursery.
Does Anton have his own picture?
Anton has a me and him picture.
Oh.
He would have. No one's got their own picture. For the most part, we're in the pictures of all the people.
No, so there's a lot of gallery wall of just like headshots of all your friends.
A little bio about each of them. In Texas, we had like a true mantle. Like an actual fireplace mantle type situation. And it was, you saw it when you walked into our house, like right there. So I always joked around, we should get like an 8.5 by 11 just thing. And anytime anybody like visits us, we should just print out a picture of their face and just like put it on the mantle and see like if they ever notice. I thought that was like an awesome idea.
In my house senior year of college, we had, they did like, my housemates were pre-orientation friends, family, wilder family, like they stayed friends with all the people until senior year. And
they
you know, pre-orientation, right?
What?
Pre-orientation, it's a thing.
Pre-o?
There are these groups of people. Oh my God, you're not a real tough student, clearly.
Okay, yeah, yes, yeah.
That's the whole point.
Started like out myself as I was never a jumbo. Okay.
So you have these like families, quote unquote. They've got a family language. They go on trips with them before orientation. It's like 10 people. And
is someone that you get into Tufts.
You have
you
get put into a group for pre-orientation. Right before orientation.
So you get a letter from Tufts that says you're in. That happens in...
And then you register for this thing if you want to do a pre-orientation.
And that's in like the spring of your senior year.
No,
it's high school.
It's right before actual orientation.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah.
So it's a summer. All right.
It's a summer.
Okay.
So my housemates stayed friends with all of their pre-o people, which is happens sometimes.
Yeah, you meet a lot of people.
But like casual friends.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Yeah, and they did Secret Santa until senior year, and one of them, wow, they were like, they did this joke, or junior year, they had this like, as a joke, she bought this guy a picture of himself, like to give to his mom.
That's great. That's a great joke.
We thought it was hilarious, but he was like, he didn't really get it. It also didn't come in time. So she was like, oh, come get it for me, it'll be fine. And it didn't come, and he didn't come to get it for the whole year. So we had it in our house, and we ended up putting it up. Because it was funny. And
yeah, that's great.
And it was a great conversation piece. We were like, who's this dude that none of us have ever seen on your wall? And then we left it there, and the next residents kept it up also.
That's great.
And like, this is such good lore.
Yeah. Like, you just like talk about him. You're like, that guy, this stuff happened with him.
And we never told the people who he was. So
that guy died in the basement of this house. And if you take it off the wall, he'll come back.
So equally good are strangers or good friends on your mantle.
Absolutely.
Both should happen.
Those are great. You should do that. If you're writing these down, and you definitely are because you're listening to the show, then you should definitely do that. Freak out your friends. I think it's great. I think it's better. It's better than what else could be up there, you know, like artsy pictures or whatever. You know, like these are good. Like it's something.
Yeah, we have photos of our friends on our mantle.
Like, I would rather... This actually extends to, like, all things that I hang up in our house. They all have, like, meaning.
What about your thing that was in your old bathroom?
Yeah, my IB diploma. Yes.
I never forgot that. I was like, that's so weird.
That's weird that you know that. Am I talking about that so much?
You told me that. You were like, the one thing we have hanging in our apartment is my diploma.
Academic thing. Oh, like, we don't have diplomas hanging up. That's what it is.
You said it's my IB diploma from high school where I did not do well.
No, it is not. It's officially rated mediocre. That was my official IB grade in English and in French. Mediocre is the same word. It's just an accent on the E at the end. But it, seriously, that was like, I love that. It's like, this is...
Is it still up in the new apartment?
Is it still up in the new apartment?
It should stay in the bathroom.
I think it is. Yeah, well, so our bathroom is, it's like tile everywhere.
Oh.
So like, we got to put like a command strip or something on there.
That's maybe a little too much.
And I think the other thing too is like, it would just fall because like, even with the command strips...
It's heavy.
It's heavy, and then it like, you know, it gets humid in there and stuff. So it's, I don't know.
So then your baby knows from day one that she has a mediocre father.
Like, it's okay. No, in like an encouraging way. Because a lot of people are trying to be like, look at this stuff that I did. I find it is more of like a, you know what? If you care about the things I've done, you can ask. But like, this is hilarious that my official grade is media. Like, very, very, like in the world of participation trophies, really, this is like an like objective, like, you did a bad job writing your essay about China, which is what you submitted, and then a guy in Kenya graded it and said, this is bad. Like, you did a bad job.
It's not bad. It's mediocre.
It's mediocre. It's mediocre.
That's an important difference.
I think mediocre is the second lowest grade you can get. I think, like, an incomplete is the worst grade you can get. So
that's kind of generous of them.
I think I got a point. I think you have to like accumulate enough points, and once you get over 50 points or something, then you get the diploma, and that's like a big thing. So I got all my points from my classes, flex, you know, and then the essay and the rest of my stuff is mediocre. That was what it was. So so there's that. So yeah, come visit us, and you can maybe find your picture on our walls. Because you got to make those decisions. You got to make that. It's like, this is like the only world that our baby knows right now, you know? So like...
Actually, she doesn't know any world right now.
I think there's something about her sight she can't see.
Yeah, at this age, they really like...
Yeah, what is your expertise on babies?
So I have been babysitting in both like official, like at daycare, and unofficial capacity for like my entire, like since I was like 10 years old.
Seriously? Wow.
All ages. Like, from, like, baby, infant, tiny to, like, 12 years old, I babysat.
Wow.
And I still do, even though I don't need to. It's very silly that I have a full-time job, and I go with garden and babysit for pay.
It's the gig economy. I mean, that's what we're out here doing, all right?
I got a raise for my garden at the person I gardened for this year.
Did you negotiate that, or they just came out and they're like, here's 50 more bucks?
I actually offered to do it for free because I really like her, and I don't do it because I want the money. I do it because I enjoy spending time with her.
Wow,
like
what a magnanimous choice.
I like the work, and she was like, no, actually, I'm going to give you a raise. You've been doing this for like 3 years. So I was like, okay, thanks, Judy.
Thanks, Judy.
Judy's the bomb. We love her. I have an intergenerational friendship, actually.
Wow.
Except she pays me, but
that's important. You have a transactional, intergenerational relationship that you're touting now on the air. Big time.
She would
big
not
time.
Be offended
yeah,
by
yeah,
that.
Intergenerational.
We text.
Very important. Yeah. Do you text about plants, or are you texting about like life?
Like, honestly, both.
That's cool.
Yeah. She remembers things. Anyway, she's great. So I babysit a lot. I know a lot about babies, and I spent a lot of time learning and reading about them. And observation is the best tool, in my opinion, when it comes to understanding babies.
I agree with that, yeah. Needs.
And from my child development, like early like things I've learned is that babies under a couple of months really don't get a lot going on in there. It's really just
they're just looking around and it's like lights around. And stuff and they're just like meh.
And their memory that's when they don't have like they don't like remember anything. Maybe they remember like the sound of your voice.
Okay.
And they recognize it as being familiar, like smells and like.
Gotcha. Okay.
But like.
My IB diploma on the wall. Like,
you're not gonna remember
she doesn't
that.
Know about that yet.
If she saw it when she was like 4, she'd maybe remember it when she was
so
7.
So I have 4 years to put it on the wall. If it's gonna have like a real impact.
Or she'll remember. Okay. She'll like when she's 4, she'll see it and be like, "It's dead." It's like whatever. And then like 2 weeks later, she might not remember it. Because like also before you're like 6, it's all about you. Like things that don't impact you are pretty much like not relevant.
So when like she was really crying a couple days ago, and then I started crying. She's not gonna remember that.
She's
at
not
all.
Care.
Okay.
Well, one, she doesn't care, and two, she's not gonna remember that. Do you remember anything from when you were 2 weeks old?
That's a good point. memories from 2 weeks old. You don't remember any of this stuff. That's true.
Yeah.
But what about subliminal? Like you have the stuff. So
things like you crying is like not gonna affect her. Like if you drop her on her head leave her in a storm. Or put her into like a mailbox.
Define leave her in a storm.
If you like leave her forever.
Is that something that people are doing?
People leave babies all the time. People abandon their children
that's a good
constantly.
Point. That's a good point. It's a sad time. We've hit a sad note here on Fast and Loose.
Yeah. So like if you abandon her, this age probably won't. I don't know about trauma at this age. You can look that up.
That's the thing I'm worried about is that there's like something happened or this was like, you know, we were changing her diaper and she got all crazy and that was like. Somewhere that has been stored in her brain when she's 13 to be like, "Dad, this is why I've always hated you." You know, like that. It's gonna be like that. You know, like
this is why I'm not ready to become a parent
because you
didn't
like,
I would think about that constantly.
Oh yeah, well, that's what
I
you
would
do
never
as a parent.
Sleep.
All you do is you think about that, and then you constantly spring up out of bed because you're convinced she's not breathing anymore. Those are the two. There's like
as
the
a babysitter, that
things.
Also happens, so I totally get it.
So you're just like you hear a noise, and it couldn't even. It's 90% of the time, it's not even a noise she made. It's like a creak, you know, like in the house, and you spring up and you're just like staring at her stomach to make sure that it's like rising and falling.
Well, that'll also get better as you're less new at this thing since it's been 2 weeks.
It's been 2 weeks also for everybody
it's
out
been
there. I took 2 weeks. She was born on this day 2 weeks ago, 17th.
Of October.
The 17th of October, yeah.
Libra.
How do you,
I'm
what
a,
is it?
I'm a Libra.
Is that October?
October, it's like,
oh yeah, they're not exactly. Yeah,
it's like October.
Which
it's
one's
like,
which one's Libra?
Libra's the scales. I'm a Libra, so
what is? Also, what, hit me with like. The,
I don't believe in any of this.
Here's
also.
What are the bullet points on
I, like,
Libra?
I truly don't remember.
I know I'm like a Capricorn.
I've been told I'm a classic Libra.
Which
I don't know
somebody says you're a Capricorn. I feel it's a goat and a fish, and I feel like that means I can't make up my mind because those are two very different animals.
Okay, so Libras are diplomatic, great listeners, weigher uppers. Entitled.
Weigher upper doesn't sound like a thing that I've
idealist.
Referred to.
They love beautiful things. Well, also, here's the thing is that she's a baby, and none of this is true about her yet. So.
She's diplomatic? You don't think our baby is diplomatic? Wow. You haven't even met her or seen a picture. Wow. That's crazy. That's the other thing, too, is I feel like I do publicly want to reject the, like, being a parent is like a nightmare. Because it's been very awesome and very rewarding.
I feel like that's also just like everyone wants to complain.
Everyone wants to complain. We're going to end with this. We're going to end with sort of this conversation is that like the whole, okay, yeah, you lose some sleep. And obviously like I'm the guy, like Molly's having to wake up and feed her and that kind of thing. Like I am not doing like all the heavy lifting, you know, on like that kind of stuff. But for the most part though, like, that feeling of like, you know, you have the joy and then you have like the fear of just like, oh no, what are we going to do? And like, how is this going to look? How's the scheduling going to look? All that kind of stuff. Like those are things you can figure out. But I think on the plus side of it, the feeling of having like a child, like absolutely just it far outweighs all that other small stuff. You know, like, I don't know how to change a diaper. I don't know, like, what to do. Or she's crying and I'm, like, upset. You know, that kind of thing. Like, those
people keep doing it. It happens every day.
Exactly. And that's the other thing is that I think, like, a lot of people sort of hold up, like, that as, like, a reason why I'm not going to do a bunch of stuff. Or, like, oh, I can't do this. Or, I'm, you know, this, oh, your life's going to end or it's going to change, you know. Or, like, you can't hang out with people. It will change. But I think that's, you know, I think that there's, like, a community around how you can do that kind of stuff. And, yeah, okay, I'm not going to be, like, going out every night. But it's not like I was doing that anyway, you know. Like, when I think about it, I'm hanging out
and reading.
And
you have a babysitter if you need one.
There you go. All right. Thanks for volunteering. It's on the record. You've been listening to Fast and Loose on WMFO in Medford. Thank you to my guest, Haley.
Thank you for having me.
Please come back. Please, if her employers are listening, give her Thursdays off. This has been a lot of fun.
I have been working, just for the record.
You've been working right now.
I've been working.
I actually can verify her computer's open and
I've been answering emails and filing things and
doing that. So we're just gonna leave you here with some instrumental music. We appreciate you you being part of all of this, and have an awesome weekend.
You are listening to
WMFO in Medford, Tufts Reform Radio. I did that earlier. 10 seconds ago.
Making sure it's happening.
It did, and thank you for the quality control, something that was not a priority during your time as general manager of WMFO.
I'm trying to repent.
We all learn. We all get better. That's what's happening right now, right before your ears, radio friends. All right, see you later.